Folklore, legends, myths, and fairy tales have followed childhood through the ages, where every healthy youngster has a wholesome and instinctive love for stories fantastic, marvelous, and manifestly unreal.
This book focuses on three little homies by the name of Scout, her crippled brother Jim, and some homeboy by the name of Dill.
Harry didn't have a very clear idea of how he had managed to get back into the Honeyduke cellar, through the tunnel, and into the castle once more. All he knew was that the return trip seemed to take no time at all, and that he hardly noticed what he was doing because his head was still pounding with the conversation he had just heard.
I feel a bit lightheaded. Maybe you should drive.
And suddenly, there was a terrible roar all around us, and the sky was full of what looked like huge bats.
Alone is there. Of his mortal life, his little trace remains. Passes before me at doubtless regular intervals, unless it is I who pass before him.
It is said that the effect of eating too much lettuce is soporific. I have never felt sleepy after eating lettuces, but then I am not a rabbit.
So they lay down among the sweet-smelling yellow flowers and slept soundly until morning. All but the Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman.
The Scout's father is a righteous warrior with a badass name of Atticus. Since they ain't nothing to do in Alabama, Scout and her crew spend the summer harassing a nearby shut-in named Boo Radley. Now, ain't nobody seen Boo Radley for years. Scout and her crew try to pass Boo a note to see if he wants to chill.
Four club sandwiches.
I want you all to go.
Four shrimp cocktails.
Straight to bed.
Four rum. Nine fresh, very large grapefruits.
With the yeses and noes, it is different. They will come back to me as I go along and howl like a bird to shit on them all without exception. Alone is there. Of his mortal liveliness, little trace remains. He passes before me at doubtless regular intervals, unless it is I who pass before him.